Good morning. I wish you a very happy Tibetan New Year. So, and we are going to say long life prayer for His Holiness Dalai Lama in the beginning of the program. So, also, wish you this Tibetan New Year brings you prosperity, good health, and happiness, and a lot of kind, loving heart and compassion. So, and also like to thank, behalf of the center, I would like to thank all the students from Tibetan students, you know, a lot of them from Duke University, and one of them from Guilford College, to thank them, and also thank Gisambo, Gen Nobu, Onda, all of them who make this Tibetan cookie on the rice, on the white rice, and you know, they work so hard. Thank you for them. And also want to thank, you know, Sherab La, so who is very knowledgeable about, you know, Tibetan history and culture, and every year Sherab La, you know, give wonderful explanation about Tibetan New Year, how the Tibetan New Year has been celebrated in Tibetan community. So Sherab La kindly, you know, every year giving the wonderful explanations about the Tibetan, you know, culture and Lhasa. So on the behalf of the center, would like to thank Sherab La. Okay. Then we also like to thank Jambel, so most of you know, who is the artist who built this wonderful looking stupa outside the center. So want to also thank, and also same time want to thank all the volunteers for the center, not just this year, last 15 years, all the people who volunteer for the center, and want to thank from the bottom of my heart. Okay, thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. I miss my cookies. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Sherub Lama. I'm Northern Carolina here, a southerner. Before I can, Geshe-las have asked me to talk about, explain a little bit about the Tibetan New Year celebration. But this morning, when I see this crispy, beautiful Carolina blue sky, and kind of reminds me about how I landed here in this state, beautiful state. And then it carried me to the following thoughts, how we received Geshe Gele at the airport in the 1998. So I would like to share that experience with you, if you allow me, and with Geshe-la's permission, I would like to say we went to the airport. Firstly, let me say, when I landed in here, I was nobody. I don't know anybody. But some mutual friends have somehow connected me to Kadampa Center, and I consider that really a karmic reaction. And Dr. Don Brown has so gracious enough to pick me up from my apartment and took me to Kadampa, followed with a delicious lunch by Dr. Roby Watkin and Don Brown. And then I got stuck with the Kadampa. And then following year, we had the privilege of having Geshe Gele come to Kadampa Center. So we went to the airport to receive him. And how he got from the plane was very impressive. I have never seen that with any Buddhist masters. He came with a folded tanka slung on his shoulder like a ninja warrior. And then his monk robe tied in a traveling fashion and with an Indian flip-flop. And it's really impressive to see a spiritual master coming, where he dressed, where he approached, clearly indicates here is a master with a mission. Yes. And then I was fortunate enough to be his interpreter, translator, whatever, for a while. And then, of course, with his skillful method and wisdom, I was fired very quickly. And then comes Geshe Sangbo, who is a really masterful, skillful tactician on ritualistic studies, as well as a brilliant administrator, known in one of the most famous Buddhist monasteries in South India. And Dengen Nubu, a man with a golden heart. He is. So anyway, just to let you know, to share the family here. And then now coming back to, as I see here, a lot of, I won't call it new faces, but faces that I haven't seen or we never met. I have some of my cards here. I run a small business up in Triangle Town Center, so if you would like to come, you are most welcome. I'm taking the advantage here to advertise that shamelessly. So anyway, now Tibetan New Year goes back way pre-Buddhist, at the time when Tibetans practice burn religion. And the burn tradition demands many evocations of natural spirits, deities, protectors, and therefore in winter, they have a huge amount of incense burning. And that was, believed to be the beginning of celebration of Tibetan New Year, called Losar, literally means New Year. And then in the time of the ninth king, Pude Gongkhel is his name, who also bears a kind of bone tradition name, there happened to be an old lady, a wise one, I suppose, who measured the time of the days by the facing of the moon, the waxing of the moon. And then it so happened to be celebration of that at the time when it is flowering of apricots in the center of Tibet. And they called it's called the Farmers Festival. And later, when rudimental astrology was introduced in Tibet, based on the four elements, then came the concept of Losa, based on three categories. So people start celebrating New Year at the first day of the 11th month, which is known as Gongzhou tradition. Gongzhou is the name of the princess from China who was married to Jingsongzhe Genpo, the 32nd king of Tibet. And then another method came to celebrate the New Year on the first of the 12th month, and which came to be known as the Farmer's Losa, or New Year. Then in the 13th century, a very famous Shakya monk scholar, as we developed more into astrological aspects and the calendar, then introduced to celebrate New Year as the first day of the first month of the year. And that is what we nowadays celebrate. And the year has, according to now, is 2142. So according to that, we are way back, we're in front in the 22nd century, mid of 22nd century. And then according to the 12 zodiac animals, this is the ship year. We finish horse year, and this is ship year. Elementally, gender-wise, we are female, and then by elemental is wood. So it's wood, female ship year, 2142. And so Tibetans accordingly celebrate the New Year with a lot of preparations a month ahead. And so culturally we call this in Tibetan Losa is Lesar, means New Year is new work. So working, a lot of things, whitewashing the houses, cleaning, taking baths, that's surprising. And all that preparations takes about a month. And then the celebration goes for culturally about 15 days. But absolutely it goes no matter for 3 days, but it could be extended to 15 days. So in the celebration of the year, three ingredients are necessary in any household. One is the sweetened rice. And the sweetened rice toasting symbolizes good food, good health, and sweet mouth. And then we have the fried barley sweetened with molasses, which is the staple food. This fried barley is the staple food of Tibet. It's called champa. And that is also used as a toast for prosperity. And then we have toma, which is a wild sweet potato people dig it from the ground. And that especially we use, again, because the word doma corresponds to the same of saying being warmed, receiving warmth of family relations or any relationships. So these ingredients are there. And then, of course, there is the home-brewed alcoholic beverages, which is very popular. And so we celebrate, first day is actually meant for families, immediate families, but there are variations. If you are living in Lhasa, of course the first day is called the King's Losa, so we go, people would go up to the Potala Palace for pilgrimage and, say prayers for His Holiness and all that. But in nomadic region, people, immediate family, stay in their tents and start getting drunk from early morning, including children. Because you give a little bit of the chanko, it's a cold day, it's much colder than today. So a little bit of that would make children a little bit tipsy, I suppose. And if I recollect, I used to enjoy that too. So anyway, the second day, then relatives, and third day then to the community, and that therefore it goes on extending. Now, in the cultural concept of Tibetan, Losar is the biggest festival in the Tibetan social activities. And when we compare that to here in the United States, it's very similar combination of Christmas, Thanksgiving, and birthday parties. Because also, not to mention, Tibetans all consider celebration of New Year is like a birthday, because after that one is 1 year older. We don't go by individual birth dates, and we don't celebrate birth dates. And there is a historical fact about that was way back, because of astrological calculations. If somebody knows exactly your date of birth and the time of your birth, they can calculate in such way that they can play tricks into a psychological effect. And therefore, these were kept sacred and secret. And therefore, most people would just know their birthdays, but it's considered generally 1 year later. So 3 months make no differences. And so in the combination of birthday and then Thanksgiving, why I say, because it is that time when we share everything with the neighbors and communities. And Christmas is because especially children get excited to have their new clothes. And the first day of the New Year, children are waking up very early. And there's a game to play how to wake them up too, because many of them are really deep in sleep, stayed late. But then there's a story of telling among children each other to like almost like an April Fool concept. And whoever wins that also would win about a handful of candies from the grandparents or their favorite elders there. So that's why everybody gets up early. And so that's all, and they have a new clothes and gifts. And that's like really a celebration of Christmas here. And also a bit of like Halloween. The scary part is the 29th, the eve of the passing year, because that's where big monasteries, there are a lot of ritual cakes transported and to ward off the evil spirits or negative energies of the past. And therefore, there are a lot of what we call Lama dance, and many of them are dressed in the mask of skeletons. So it is also a frightening event, which one enjoys seeing the skeletons dancing or being scared. So it also reminds the Tibetans a bit of like Halloween. So that's more or less about the Tibetan New Year, and thank you very much, and you have a very prosperous, joyful and healthy year 2142. Thank you.
The next part of our program will be singing and dancing, and Geshe Sampo and others have organized it. So he's asking me to introduce it, and I'm asking him to. So.
Hello. Oh.
Good morning, everyone. Happy Losar. My name is Sinchen Doma. I'm a junior from Duke University. And as the Agushiabla already introduced, today is not the actual day, but we are soon celebrating 2142nd New Year, Tibetan New Year. And today, with my friend Pema Bayang, we are going to sing three songs. So I hope you enjoy. And the first one is, can you introduce the song a little bit?
Okay. Good morning. My name is Pema Bayang, and I'm from Gilchrist College, Greensboro. And our first song is called Ajit Dugmo. It's like dragon.
Yeah.
Sorry. It's okay. Dugmo. Can you hear it at the back? Okay.
Long pause. Pasa chupu sa yijin Lang sang chen du mo wa mi de O sen de sa la sa shiya shay yo Mo de be sa la mo yi yang chen yo
Nasu wo bi wo
for that. Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Our next performance is another duet, and it's called Chave Pontong Kong.
It's about the sixth Dalai Lama, so the reincarnation of his way he's gonna born, and then it is symbolized in two birds. So it says maybe we are from the different place, but what is that? Chave Pontong Kong.
They're gonna be together.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'll be sure it's connected.
He was known as probably many of you have read about the sixth Dalai Lama. He was a layman, and he didn't take the monk's vow, and he was a great poet, highly realized being, but that was his choice to show his activities for the Tibetans. So anyway, he wrote the prose, which says, Jade Tung Tung Kam. So bird crane, lend me your wings. I will fly, I will not fly far, but to the land of Litang. And from there, and then from there I will return. So that is indication that he will be reborn in the in Kham region in eastern Tibet, a place called Litang. He will be reborn there and will be coming back as Dalai Lama. So it was a very, very popular. And nowadays also people sing this, also an indication that the 14th would return. There is a connection, subtle connection that the people express their sentiments. Thank you.
Okay. So we are going to sing that song. Cha de tung tung ga he mo shu ze nga la ya da ta ren dia ne ma do le ta ko ne le yo ta ren dia ne ma do o le ta ko ne le yo
Okay, this is our third and the last song. It's called Targala.
Can you? Okay. It goes out, it's one of the antennas. Keep connecting.
Oh.
So when the antenna has things, that's why it goes out.
Okay. Targala walnut,
right? So Targala is literally walnut. So it's a song like I throw a stone in the air and then 20 Targa walnuts fell on the ground. So I want only one, and rest 19 I'm going to offer to
three jewels.
Yeah, three jewels. Establishing.
I believe the next part of the program is the dancing, Tibetan dancing. Are we ready for that? Are they ready for it? Thank you.
Thank you. We have another one. Are guys ready? Okay. Kerala, Ramasi wants to explain it.
Okay. The somebody lost the ring here.
Ring.
Okay. So the wording for this dance, the lyrics used is when the first month approaches, as the first month of the year approaches, ushers in, I recollect my dear parents. Okay, so parents, why mention here parents? Parents are, there are many things we owe to parents, so I'm not going to explain it today here. Okay, the second month approaches, I remember my sweetheart.
Friends.
Yeah, okay. My dear friends. But it means sweetheart. old friends. Okay. Okay, now getting some way is a little embarrassed. That's it.
Sorry, everything's unorganized.
Yeah, I'm gonna be like, 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 yeah, I'm gonna be like,
Hello. So, the little bit of an explanation of this dance, as Geshe Sangbo says, all the wordings were to say earlier about the praising parents. The reason for praising parents is because we all owe to our parents, and because of their love and bringing us up, and that is the first step towards also even in the Dharma practice towards enlightenment. And the second is about friends, because through friends, no matter what are their social conditions, rich or poor, but to have friend is the warmth of life. So most of these lyrics are composed by very learned lamas, and this was sang, especially in 1959, it's very popular based on the folk music to encourage Tibetans having the very difficult time of having to leave their country and come into exile.
Thank you.
On behalf of Kadampa Center, I'd like to thank everyone for participating in our Losar celebration. We especially thank Geshe Gelug and Geshe Sampo for their guidance. We thank Cherub for his color commentary on the proceedings. We'd like to thank Donna Cease and Patrick McGinnity, who did so much work behind the scenes to make all this happen. And then we'd like to thank all the singers and dancers and everyone who participated, so, and everyone who came and celebrated. And just want to remind people that Thursday evening, which is the actual Losar, there will be a special puja here at Kadampa Center at 7 o'clock. Honoring Lama Yeshe, who is the founder of the FPMT. So everyone's welcome to attend that also. So thank you very much, everyone.
Then we'll finish with just some short dedication prayers led by Lama La, and then the Snow Lion should be appearing at some point in the very near future. So if you're, it may happen sooner or later. Okay.
So in the gold book, if you would please turn to page 245 and 244. So since we've already done the long life prayer for His Holiness, we'll start with the long life prayer for Juma Ken Rinpoche Jetsun Losam Delek on 245. The one who mastered his speech at a very young age, the one with great patience who received the name Avatare, the one with great precision who spread the teachings of Lama Tsongkhapa on bliss and void, Lama ornament of the yellow hat tradition, please remain until samsara ends. Then on facing page for Lama Zopa Rinpoche, you uphold the subduer's moral way, who serves the bountiful bear of all, sustaining, preserving, and spreading Majjana's victorious doctrine, who masterfully accomplished magnificent prayers honoring the three jewels, savior of myself and others, your disciples, please, please live long. And then seven green Taurus mantras for Geshe's long, healthy, happy life. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha.
Uh, one other, not after the snow lion dance, I think the snow lion is going to lead us out to the stupa, where we're going to circle the stupa and throw sampa traditionally. So, okay. Chris?
We don't have snow, but we have lions.